The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, along with the award-winning John Cremins. We are here together to make magic, to find a person with a great idea, to push that idea. If it works with you, you'll be the determiner. You'll be voting. It's just like American Idol here. From when that person appears on the program, Bob Garnasch, I believe is the name. Is that right?
Yes. Matter of fact, it is.
Bob Garnasch. Amazing. I got it right. And he's going to take his bungee jumping or something akin to that. I'm going for my first, I don't know if this is a solo. It isn't solo because you got to have an instructor. I'm taking my partner also. So the three of us will be up in a plane. I'm going to fly a plane for the first time today.
You're going to love it.
A noontime flight?
Yes, I'm going to love it.
Yeah. Have you taken to your flight?
Oh, yeah. I have a pilot's license, yeah.
Really? Where do you fly?
Oh, yeah. Just a Cessna 152.
Really? Have you got
just
one?
A small one. I call it a Volkswagen and on wings. Yeah. Because it really does. When you shut the door, it sounds like the old Volkswagen.
Air-cooled engine and all, is there?
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, but and in Florida, I mean, where I learned to fly, mm-hmm. I mean, you have water and you have sand and you have mm-hmm. buildings. And you have trees, and you have flatland. Right. Well, each one of those have convection currents.
Yeah.
So it's difficult at times to keep your plane in one.
You got to catch
on one level. Yeah.
Catch the wave, as it were.
And it feels like it at times too down here when the weather gets bad.
Right.
But you're gonna love it. That's a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Tell you, give you a full report tomorrow.
Yeah.
We have a job here. John goes when we have a little early activity on his side, and I have early activity on my side, and then we come together for this hour. Powerful information and help for people who are inventors and entrepreneurs. Akos Jankura, who had the idea for doing this 3 or 4 years ago. Was it your idea or his to start?
It's both of ours. Yeah.
All right.
We were actually sitting in a restaurant in Chicago at the Houseware show.
Yeah.
A place called Rosebud's. Great, mm-hmm. great steak place.
Yeah.
And we just came up with this idea because we had seen a bunch of inventors that were being surrounded by the sharks.
Yeah.
And we knew some of the sharks, and we knew what was going to happen. And right. we just felt kind of bad about it, the fact mm-hmm. that they were put in a pool and yeah. with no way right. out.
Exactly. They'd all be eaten up alive.
Yeah. And so we said, you know what? There's got to be an anti-shark. There's got to mm-hmm. be a group of people that can get together that can say, you know what? Enough is enough. America's inventors and innovators have taken it for so long and been taken advantage of that we ought to come up with a way to be able to help them
everybody
get the
wins.
Advice they need, the information, the yep. exposure that they
yep.
want
yep.
without taking all the money that they have in the mm-hmm. world. And that's why we came up with My Cool Inventions. And we were lucky enough to be able to come up with a group like you guys, at Dream of America, and you, Doug, to join with us in this effort to helping America's innovators.
Help the world become a better place. Help more people start businesses, become independent. That's really what this is all about. And the stories are fascinating. That's why we find that there are more and more people who want to listen to this, because they're great stories, and we're all about stories. Some of them have to do with people you've never heard about. Some have to do with things that are going on in the world today. Always interested in telling stories about what's going on in business. Whole Foods, for example, is going to begin to rate its produce for environmental impact. How big is Whole Foods where you are in Florida?
There are a couple, but there's a brand new Whole Foods going up in in Clearwater, Florida, which
really?
Is
very close.
One
that's,
of the main thoroughfares.
Right. Yeah, it's a that's a suburban part of Tampa where you are. Got to go across the bridge to get there.
Yep. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, but that's an upscale area, and that's where Whole Foods is liable to do better in that kind of an area. Well, they want people to know what the effect is of how the animals are raised or how the produce is grown, because people want to know. People, and there are all kinds of little industries, cottage industries that could grow. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I want to inspire somebody. There are all kinds of little things that you could do, and I'll leave it to you to figure them out. But as a dairy farmer, I can tell you that there are ways of measuring the impact of whether it's you're using drugs on the animals or they're using pesticides out to spray. There are all kinds of measuring devices for that or things you can come up with. And so think about it. As we all value the food we eat, we should be thinking about what we put in our body and Whole Foods. I'm not here to promote Whole Foods. I just think it's a good idea. It's the same thing that basically is a current that's running through the whole country now. We want to know where the food comes from. It's called the Locavore Movement, L-O-C-O-V-O-R-E, Locavore Movement. And it really aims at people, it's aimed to help people understand where the milk comes from, where the cheese comes from. They go in and watch. That's why I've been successful in my little dairy store, because people come in, they can go watch the cows being milked. They can watch the cheese being made. They can see it. They can feel it. They can taste it.
I think that's cool. I think that's cool. Do you have schools that come by?
We have a lot of recreational groups that come in, school groups that come in.
Yeah.
I want to teach children where their food comes from.
That's very cool.
And so I resist Monsanto's efforts to keep food labeling from becoming reality in our country. They spend a lot of money to try to keep foods from being labeled as to whether they're GMO or not or where they come from. I want to know the food comes from this state, that town, this country. I want to know that, and so do most people. So the frustration that comes from not knowing that, here's Whole Foods volunteering to give you the information, and it'll be something that'll make it even more expensive to go there. I don't know when you go shopping, where do you go down to Publix? What shopping?
Yeah, we have Publix here. I mean, that's right. The one that's.
And they have a natural sort of. They take a stab at it. They have a section in the store.
Did you see that Walmart's going to be trying to do that now?
Yeah. Walmart wants to get everything. They want to get all the business everywhere, but they still kind of chisel and cheat their way when it comes to that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point here is that people want choices and they want to know, and they're voting with their pocketbook. That's why it's so expensive to go to Whole Foods. I went last week. I don't know what day it was. I was out of a lot of fruit and stuff, and the fruit season is over here. I can't go get fresh fruit anymore because the sea, other than apples and pears and stuff, I can't get any more fresh fruit. So go to Whole Foods, stock up, get to the counter, $349, please, Mr. Stefan. Huh?
Really?
$349 for four bags of fruit and miscellaneous groceries.
It's
that's what it is. You got to pay for this sort of stuff, and the people that don't have money buy the garbage. Why shouldn't? See, here it is. This is the call to action for an entrepreneur. Somebody somehow has got to find a practical way to bring these. It's sort of like Virgin America. Virgin America, as a business principle, started and has kept up, and so has JetBlue to a certain extent, kept up the image of offering something a little better, a little more, for a little less. However, and people, that those names, those brands stick with people because they know what they're going to get. And so in this circumstance, instead of paying $100 more for a first-class seat in American, which is what I do when I don't pay because I got upgrades because I got so many miles, but if people are paying or buying, they'll spend $100 more, and they'll get the same service on Virgin that they do on American. And so there's going to be somebody in the grocery business that's going to figure this out. Figure out how to get the, if you go to Whole Foods, the entrapments and the ambiance and all of the swirl that's around you, somebody's going to do it on the cheap. Don't you agree? Some entrepreneur is going
to
find a way.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I think the food industry could definitely use it. I mean, you look at any store today. I mean, I have a Publix, but I also go to Target, too, because they have a Supercenter.
Right.
And a lot of that's processed. And, you have to go through there and try to figure it all out. But it would
Costco,
be cool
you can do
brand.
The same thing.
I'd love to have a brand that would say, you know what? It's going to be better food for you. It's going to be better, better quality grown, and it's going to cost you less. I think that would so resonate. So many people would go into that. You need somebody to do that, though.
Target's slogan is pay less, expect more. Isn't that it? Isn't that their slogan?
That wasn't that Walmart. Was that Walmart?
No, that's Walmart. Lowest prices always, I think, is their thing.
Oh. It could be.
But anyway, that's the idea. Somebody listening to this program right now is going to become a kajillionaire because they've taken our idea. Why don't we do it? Why don't you and I start it? a store. What do we need them?
There we go.
Huh? What do we call it? John and Doug's or Doug and John's?
I think Doug and John's.
Doug and John's. See how wonderfully open and humble you are? That's it.
Yeah, we could do that.
D and J's.
No, but I like that. Yeah. Because it flows. Right. John and Doug. Yeah, okay. Doug and John. I think it might be.
So we're going to start the next supermarket craze, and I'm going to start it. Maybe we should start my little store on the farm.
DJs. Look at we call them DJs.
DJs. About,
there you go.
Wow.
Kind of using the radio thing, you know.
No. Really? That's your idea?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just
like you're a creative genius. Okay. Yesterday, how did Gonsfer Hussein and his easy roller holder, how'd that fare?
You knew we were going to have a tough week this week.
Yeah.
I mean, another 100%.
Oh, my God, no.
You knew it. Because they were too great inventions. Yeah, they were good. Too great. Too
all right, so that means we got to have a runoff somehow between the two of them. Well, we'll see how we do. We're
I
four
like what
people.
We did last year. We just can put them in the list and go in the dream big.
Yeah. Okay.
Because you know what? If they get 100%, I think, you know, they've gotten the support of the listener, right?
Yeah.
And they've done that good enough that, you know, it may be taking a little longer to get them in the list.
Yeah.
But so be it. At least, you know, they did what we asked them to do.
My Cool Inventions Radio at 18 past the hour.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown, leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Look, kid. When guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that ringing? I've heard that ringing in my ears for over 20 years. My doctor said...
The ringing and buzzing in your ears is called tinnitus, and you're just going to have to learn to live with it.
The constant ringing in my ears is annoying. I've tried everything, and nothing worked. So I invested my own money, met with doctors, specialists, and certified labs. After a decade of research, we've developed Tinoxyl, a prescription-free, 100% natural and effective way to stop the ringing. And better yet, it helps me sleep. Trying to sleep with ringing in my ears is almost impossible. But with Tinoxyl, I started sleeping better in the first couple weeks. I'm so confident that Tinoxyl will help you too, that I'm giving the first 100 callers a free 30-day supply.
Don't let the ringing in your ears control your life. Call now and get your free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping. Take back control of your life, combat the ringing, and start sleeping again. Try it for free. Call 800-930-1669. That's 800-930-1669. 800-930-1669.
And now another Staples business tip. Upgrading everyone's technology can make your business more productive.
Hey, Phil, can you wrap it up? I need to use the laptop there.
You got it, Frank.
Hey, I called dibs on the laptop.
Excuse me, I put my request in yesterday.
Too bad.
My title is CFO, which stands for Computer Frank Only.
Phil, you are a...
Make that a lot more productive.
For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Thank you.
summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I don't want to go overboard here, but we got a pretty good thing going.
We're happy to have as many great people on this program as we do. John Cremins, Doug Steffen with My Cool Inventions. John's background is on home shopping, the QVC channel. He's been involved in this business most of his professional life. He is a professional. You can tell he's a professional broadcaster, right?
No, I'm a
professional pronouncer.
I try to be.
Yes, well, you do a nice job. All right, so our survey of the day, before we get to our inventor, Bob Garnache. Great name, huh? G-A-R-N-A.
Yeah, I like that name.
Bob Garnache. Sounds like something you'd have as an after-dinner mint. A garnache. Right, doesn't it? An after-dinner mint. All right. So the survey today, the survey says that 55% of Americans over the age of 50 do not think they have enough money to meet health care expenses when they retire. 57% say they plan to work past the age of 65. The survey further reveals 38% have not saved any money for health care expenses at all. Also, the survey finds that 68% believe that they should have started saving for retirement at age 35. 28% actually did that. I did not. Did you?
In my household, we had three major medical problems within 18 months.
Yep. It wipes out a lot of stuff, doesn't it?
Wiped out, I'm going to say, almost $180,000 of stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so but it was stuff that we had to do. You know what I mean?
Of course you do. You have no choice. Do you have planned retirement, or would you like to just keep going as long as you can have a good time and make a few bucks?
I've always looked at it this way. I know ACOS believes the same way. Mm-hmm. That, once you stop working... Uh-huh. Even men that stop working,
death
literally dies thereafter.
Death,
they do,
yeah.
Because they don't have anything to work for or work on.
No,
they're not part of the productive part of society, right?
Yeah, right.
And I shouldn't say that because I know a lot of retirees that will listen to the show. But what happens is, I think for me anyway,
suckers.
I want to keep working.
Yeah,
and Why not? Like you and I, in ACOS, we're in a profession that it kind of allows us to.
Age is no indicator anymore for men. For women, it's different. But for men, and this is where we have a real problem with the way society values women versus men, and it really bothers me. I can keep going. You can keep going. As long as you got a mind and a mouth. Make sure your brain is in gear before you put your mouth in motion, and you can do this forever and ever. And
that's
I fully intend to do this. Richie and I kid each other all the time because we've now been together 17 or 18 years doing this, and this is my 27th year of doing the Good Day program. I could easily see, as long as my voice holds out and my mind holds out, another 20 years of doing this.
Yeah, at least and Richie can hold your walker.
That's right.
Welcome back to Good Day. It's 27 past the hour. What'd you say, Johnny?
No respect.
Zero.
Don't get none. Any respect. None whatsoever.
And I never got a dinner.
No. I still haven't gotten a dinner. That's right. Exactly. Anyway, so this is interesting only in that it seems to me to be a wake-up call for people, not necessarily about retiring, the wake-up bell.
What are the cows going to buy?
Well, I mean, that's another thing. I'll keep doing the farming. The farming and this radio program have been the mainstay, the threads, at least, of my physical existence between my my children and the dog and my alma mater and now my partner. But that's how I spend my time, and I think those are the things that keep us vibrant. I know she's going to keep me vibrant because she's just all about that sort of thing. I feel a whole new sort of lease on life having somebody around who's a good deal younger than I am, but she gets what it is that turns me on, and I get what it is that turns her on. And keeping your mind and your body going, that's what you got to do.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So
I think you're right about the not having the money for retirement. Just work a little longer.
Well, work longer. Enjoy what you're doing. Find something. And by the way, I would like to encourage more entrepreneurs and business people, more inventors who are older to come to the table, not just young people, but get people in their 50s. We've had some people, 50s and 60s, that come up with things after they retire. That's where we would like to have some focus as well. So keep that in mind as you look at My Cool Inventions or dreambigamerica.us to apply for us to understand what it is that you're inventing.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000. For new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TACC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
Pop quiz, kid. You know what's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know what was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
After the hour, I'm quite pleased with myself, John. John Cremins and Doug Steffen. John's very good at technology, and I'm learning. I think that the whole business, I don't know whether I'm going to be forced into it, or we're all going to be forced into it with this Apple Pay thing, which is going to start apparently this weekend in a lot of major retail stores around the country. Just for a second, think about entrepreneurialism and inventors and stuff, and the whole idea, the Apple people, it can't all be or couldn't all have been jobs, especially since he's dead now, and he's still coming up with this stuff. There are people with great minds who, I wonder how much of this technology they bought from people who developed it on their own, rather than having it developed in-house.
Yeah, some of it, I would assume that they probably did. But yeah. They've got such a large company.
Oh yeah,
and you know when you're employing the brightest minds, mm-hmm. and
you got nothing but cash.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Genius. Apple has more cash than most countries right now.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
they can do pretty much what they want when it comes to innovation.
I still say Richie loves their product. I still say the people that work in the iPhone store, the Apple stores, are snotty little whatever.
Yeah, they can be snobby. Yeah, I've had the same experience you have.
See, Richie.
You guys. but sometimes I actually know more than they do.
That's
when it's fun.
Walking into a store with all that attitude and see how you get treated.
Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, we have with us today in the Inventor's Circle, Bob Garnache, who has something connected. I mean, I can only look at the name here, Bungee Clip, and think of I don't even know how to frame this, and maybe you are the same, John. No. Thinking about jumping, I was tempted once to jump on a bungee cord off of a bridge, And I thought to myself, are you out of your mind? You know, and then you think jumping out of an airplane for a parachute dive, that kind of stuff.
I've done that, and I've done skydiving, but my wife has actually done the bungee thing.
Has she?
Oh, yeah. She looked like a rag doll at the end of a rope. I mean, she was thrown everywhere.
There's nothing about that appeals to me at all. All right, let's find out what Bob's got to offer. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob. Welcome to the show. You know, Bob, Doug, Bob, we actually met. And matter of fact, when I was in Vegas at the studios there, and then I went down to the floor.
Yeah.
Remember, he's the guy, Bob actually invented the Ribbolator.
Oh,
remember that?
Yeah, I do remember his
time. But at the show, Bob had shown us something else. Both Agos and myself had met with him and said, we went downstairs and we found that he was displaying stuff. And he had this clip. And I'm looking at it, thinking, well, this is another one of those. And like you and I talked about yesterday, one of those ideas thinking, what in the world? I mean, why didn't we ever think of this?
What's the matter with us?
Yeah, it's different. Bob, tell us a little bit about the extreme bungee clip and what it actually does.
Okay. Well, the biggest problem with bungee cords that everybody has is that they're never the right length. And so they find themselves having to tie them around things or stretch them farther than they're supposed to go or tie them knots that shorten the length of it. And sometimes, when they do that, the thing springs out of their hands and it's them or somebody else in the face. So the bungee clip is a little clip, about 1 inch by 1 inch square, with little slots in it that will hook onto the clip or to the bungee and adjust it to any length you want in a matter of seconds. That way you're not overstretching it and you're not trying to, hook it down somewhere where it shouldn't be.
Oh, all right, so you're not like making it weaker by putting a knot in it,
no,
shorten it that way. You're actually using still the full strength of the bungee. You're just clipping it together. Yeah. Can you explain what? Because it looks like when I look at it, and when I looked at it in my hand, it looked like an S.
Mm-hmm.
But how does the bungee fit in this?
Well, the clip in one of those little slots that looks like the S, you just slide that right onto the bungee cord. It pushes right onto it. And then when you slide the other hook end down a little bit, it exposes the end of the bungee cord. And you pull that down and put it into the other S or the other slot. And that locks that into place. And it shortens the bungee cord.
When I pull that bungee cord like strong, I'm sure people have done this when they take a bungee cord. And you're trying to you put something down. And you're tying it and then you're moving it and then trying to hook it onto something else. So if I stretch that bungee cord, it's not going to come out of the clip.
No, not at all.
What are you using for materials to make this? Excuse me for interrupting. I'm aware because I use a lot of bungee cords on my farm to hold things down. And you can buy cheap ones, and they're no good. You really need to buy the most expensive ones because they're the only ones that actually last and have any elasticity. So how are you? That would be the first question. If I was crazy enough to want to do this to be. How it is that you make, what are you using? How do you know what you have is the very best?
Well, I've made it out of aluminum, and it's 8-inch aluminum, and so I know it's going to be durable. It's going to be stronger than the bungee itself. I wanted to make sure that when somebody pulled on that thing to the fullest extent, that nothing was going to break or snap loose on them.
Mm-hmm.
There's other materials that could be used that are less expensive, but they're not as reliable. So I chose to go with the aluminum to make sure it was durable.
What's your background? Go ahead. I'm sorry, John.
No, again, you got a better question.
Well, I want to know what your background is and how you have the expertise to figure this out.
Well, I'm kind of a serial inventor. I've been doing this for many years. I have a number of products on my shelf that I've made and tinkered with. And when I came up with this idea, I just kind of, in my mind, formulated how I could make it work. I've used materials in the past for different things, and that's why I came up with aluminum for this, just to make it real simple and lightweight. I knew it wouldn't rust. And that's kind of how I came up with it.
So how did you come up with this design, though, this specific design?
Well, actually, I had two designs. My first design was shaped like the letter E, so the slots were actually on top of each other, and that worked very well as well. But my sister, when looking at it, she's kind of my partner, she looked at it and said, well, why don't we make it look like this? And she drew the S shape. And so I made one like that, and that worked just as well. But it had a little more of a fancier look to it. Rather than the letter E, the S looked a little bit better. So we went with the letter S.
Yeah, because I'm looking at it. I just think that when the bungee gets stretched, doesn't it get smaller or thinner? So yeah, you don't, you're not worried about
that's
that.
Right. It gets
you're not
thinner,
worried about that, that coming loose then.
Yeah. No, because the slots are smaller than the bungee diameter, so you have to stretch the bungee a little bit to get it into that slot. And once you pull on it, that clip actually turns to an angle or sideways and actually locks against the cord so it won't slip through.
Wow, I mean, this is, I think.
It's an automatic.
Yeah, this is an interesting idea, and I know I, when I looked at it on the floor of the Electronic Retailing Association convention there in the inventors area, I was like, I'm impressed. I think it might work. I think it does work just by looking at it and how you showed it to us. What I like to do, and I know everybody listening right now, would probably want to hear your pitch too to see what you can say about it in less than a minute. So are you ready to do that? Remember, as you're listening at home, remember, or in your car, all you have to do is vote. You vote a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You can vote by going to our website, mycoolinventions.com, and going to the vote page and taking a look at that. Way you can actually see it and see how it actually works, how the extreme bungee clip works. But then you can vote a thumbs up or thumbs down, or you can, on your smartphone, you can text to the number 22333. So text to the number 22333 and put thumbs up, one word, or thumbs down in one word, and then we'll be able to watch it live. You know, and that voting will go on until noon today. So Bob's ready. I know Doug and I would love to hear the pitch. Let's play the music.
You got any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
The biggest problem with bungee cords is they're never the right length. You have to wrap it around something or tie a knot to shorten its length or overstretch it to hook it to a bumper or fender. Extreme bungee clip solves this problem. In just seconds, bungees can be adjusted to the exact length you want. As an example, you can turn a 4-foot bungee into a 4-inch bungee or any length in between in just seconds by placing an extreme bungee clip onto the cord. You can get yours today by going to bungeeclips.com and ordering your very own package of three for only $9.95. And as a thank you, we'll include a second pack for free. That's 6 bungee clips for only $9.95. But for the first 20 who respond, not the 21st or 22nd, but for the first 20, I'll include another package of 3 at no cost. That's 9 bungee clips for only $9.95 plus $2 shipping. Buy yours today so you can adjust your bungees to the length.
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
All right, Doug, what do you think?
Well, I think the idea is good. I think we have to really, really, really focus in on the use of bungee cords. And I was just visualizing as I'm listening to him explain. This is not going to ring a bell with a lot of people, but I'll give you the example that I sort of had in the back of my mind, but I didn't explain it. I have a hay rake that I carry with a tractor on the back of my truck to go from fields to fields. And the hay rake is a rotary rake, and it's a little wider than the body of the truck. So I need to secure the rake and make sure that it doesn't spin when we're driving down the road. So I take a bungee cord, wrap it around the piece of the rake that has an extension, and then I hook it up to the body of the truck. And I bought some new ones at an auction. It was cheap. And I put them on, and they just stretched and broke. And so that's the visual. Somebody who uses, I use a lot of bungee cords. And I bet a lot of people, they're a great invention. I mean, they're a fabulous invention if you use them the right way or you've got the right kind. So that's what, as I listen, I don't know what they're constructed of, frankly. I don't know enough about. You say yours is made out of aluminum stuff. I'm in my mind trying to figure out how aluminum stretches. And so that's why I don't think there's enough of an explanation as to, for the serious user, how you can say it's better, but you haven't really, for me, proven to me what makes it work.
So better yet, and maybe the
that's
the
too
youth,
complicated. But
I think you're right. I think you're on the right track too. I think, but what I'm thinking is, I need more visual. I need more, I guess, in my mind's eye, so that I can become more emotionally invested in this. I want to know why we need this. I mean, I think you did a good example of that. I'd like to see more. I mean, because for a lot of people that have ever used bungees, we know why they can be a mess. We also know how they sometimes they're just too long, and then you don't need a longer one to stretch out and to be able to tie something down. But maybe, go through a couple more examples of why, the problem you're trying to solve, and then, and so that then you can visualize it, and then start to go in how you developed it, the solution to the problem, and then do your CTA like you were doing with the offer on your website, which I like, because you did like a double drop. You doubled it, and you doubled it again.
Yeah.
So, which I thought was very which was very good. So that part of it, I like. I want to see more in my mind's eye, and I think that for anybody that you're going to pitch that to, I mean, they can see it when you're demonstrating it, because I can see it on the floor. And that's I have the benefit of having actually seen it in person. Right.
I get it.
But for somebody that you're just telling it for the first time and they haven't had a chance to see it, just that development of the problem a little bit more, I think, would have done you better. But right now, everybody can vote. Matter of fact, it's easy to vote, Doug. I mean, they can go right to our website, mycoolinventions.com, and vote there.
Yep.
Or with your smartphone. You have a smartphone.
Yep. And just text 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down for the bungee clip. Texting again, thumbs up, thumbs down to 22333, or call 888-877-0490, or vote at mycoolinventions.com. Good presentation. I think we helped you a little bit. I hope we did. And I hope that you're successful with this, as you seem to have been with other inventions that you've come up with. Best of luck, Bob. We'll let you know. People can vote on this until noontime East Coast time today. So you got 2 hours and a quarter to register your vote. We'll see how he shakes out with our other competitors this week on My Cool Inventions.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by Chev. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
I have a story about a product that I have started using called Omax 3 Ultra Pure, developed by doctors affiliated with Yale University. 16 times more powerful than the krill oil that you buy in the superstore. Omax 3 Ultra Pure, shown in clinical studies to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels and to lower the triglyceride levels in as short a period as 30 days, delivers more than 91% pure omega-3. It sharpens your mind, makes your mood better, your memory better. The makers of Omax 3 are so confident that you will see and feel these amazing benefits, they're willing to send you a free 30-day supply. You just cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call the number now, 800-316-7918, and tell them that Doug Steffen sent you for Omax 3 Ultra Pure, a free 30-day supply at 800-316-7918.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Battle against ISIS, the fight to contain Ebola, the president addressing both of those issues. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. President Obama speaking yesterday at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, and he covered a lot of ground. See if you can guess if the president here is talking about ISIS or Ebola.
We're still at the early stages. There will be days of progress, and there are going to be periods of setback.
Based on that, the president could have been referring to either issue. The president in this case was focusing on ISIS when he said that. He went on to say that defeating ISIS will involve a unified long-term campaign, and he repeated a warning that if ISIS is left unchecked, the threat will only grow.
To the people of Iraq and Syria, to surrounding countries, and because of the numbers of foreign fighters that are being attracted and the chaos that ISIL is creating in the region, ultimately it will pose a threat beyond the Middle East.
As for the Ebola crisis, the president said enormous strides have been made in just a few short weeks on this front.
A number of the countries are stepping up and doing what's necessary in order for us to contain this epidemic.
An investigation is underway in Dallas to find out how a nurse contracted the virus. Nina Pham was part of the team treating Ebola patient Thomas Duncan, who died last week. And we have just learned that another healthcare worker in Dallas is infected with Ebola. Officials say the worker reported a fever yesterday and was immediately isolated. This worker also cared for Thomas Duncan. Now,
Here's something else that will matter to you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privilege Reward Night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
On Wall Street, following a string of volatile days, the markets didn't move too much yesterday. The Dow dropping 6 points, closing at 16,315. NASDAQ up 13 points. S&P with a 3-point gain. Some of the 7 New Jersey high school football players charged with sexual assault in a hazing scandal made their first court appearance yesterday. The prosecutor wouldn't say whether he will charge some or all of the Sayreville High School students as adults. 7 players in all were taken into custody. All have been suspended from school. The school superintendent canceled the rest of the football season for the team. Baseball playoff scoreboard in San Francisco. The Giants over the Cardinals 5-4 in 10 innings yesterday to take a 2-1 lead in the National League Championship Series. In the ALCS in Kansas City, how about those Royals? A 2-1 win over the Orioles to take a 3-0 lead in that series. Royals 1 win away from the World Series. And finally, some news concerning New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Although the governor was never implicated in the so-called Bridgegate scandal, it has had an effect on his popularity, or lack thereof, in his home state of New Jersey. Pollster David Redlawsk says the latest Rutgers-Eagleton poll shows Governor Christie's approval rating has dropped 7 points over the last 2 months.
We find for the first time since August 2011, more New Jersey voters have an unfavorable impression of Governor Chris Christie than a favorable one.
The governor's rating is now 42% favorable, 45% unfavorable. The poll also shows that in addition to Bridgegate, voters are even more unhappy with the governor for his performance on taxes, the economy, and jobs. As for Governor Christie himself, he spoke at an NAACP convention this past weekend with a vow never to run for public office again in New Jersey. He went on to say he would rather die than be a United States senator. You might recall Governor Christie also spoke about death and public office 4 years ago in November of 2010 when he insisted he wasn't going to run for president in 2012.
I don't want to run for president. You know, short of suicide, I don't really know what I'd have to do to convince you people that I'm not running. I'm not running.
No such statement from Chris Christie about a possible White House run for 2016. He is expected to make a decision sometime early next year, and no doubt quite a few people are dying to know. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Imagine a huge stadium filled to capacity and you're on the field with a microphone.
With an important life-changing message.
But only 60 seconds to announce it. What would you say? If you want people to listen and take action, you need a message that's well thought out, attention-getting, and convincing. That's where Radioactive Media comes in. We're the experts in harnessing the strengths of radio advertising to craft a powerful message for your business. We create hard-hitting, profitable campaigns that air on the top local and national radio programs, reaching potentially millions of new customers.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. option. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.